All right, welcome back in. Robbie Rexall, 102.5, 106 through the game. Joe Rexall, Paul Garhusky, Nick Keiser. And we're happy to welcome in our next guest. We go from John to Jack. John McClain to Jack Gibbons, Titans second-year linebacker. Jack, thanks for joining us today. I know you got a busy day ahead. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Great to be here.
So right now, Jack, you've got a great opportunity, and it appears you're seizing the opportunity here with this defense. I know in a competition with Monty Rice, but it looks like you're obviously flourishing. I've talked to you some after practice about the certainty, the mental aspect of the game improving. Mike Vrabel talked the other day also about your physical improvement. What's been the big key, Jack, to you to go from last year undrafted free agent who was trying to make it in the NFL to now a guy who might be a starting linebacker on an NFL team?
Yeah, I think the biggest key for me has just been building my confidence up. When I was coming in as an undrafted free agent, it's kind of uncertain. You're kind of looking around, what's the NFL like? Where do I fit in on this team? And having been around for a year and gotten to play a little bit in games and stuff, I just feel a lot more confident this year. I know way more football than I did last year. My body feels better. And so just everything kind of building up to help me go out there and just play as free and relaxed as possible. And I feel like that's helped me a lot this year.
You've got some Mike Vrabel in you in terms of a smart diagnostician kind of thing. Do you see that he sees that? Like, is there any connection on that level? And how valuable has that been?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely high praise. I'll definitely take that. And that's something I try to emulate, is how well he knows the game and kind of can predict what teams are going to try to do to us, and kind of understanding scheme from that point of view. So definitely something I'm trying to do is absorb as much of that as I can from him and put it into my own game. So that's definitely helped. And it's awesome having a coach that has played in the league for so long and been around for so long. He can coach every position on the field, and I feel like that's pretty rare. And so definitely try to absorb as much knowledge as I can from him.
Okay, Jack, so you're from, tell me if I say this wrong, Bolverde, Texas? Is that right?
I'm thinking Bolverde.
No, Bolverde.
Ah, damn, Bolverde. Okay, where in Texas is that?
San Antonio.
It's about 20 minutes north of San Antonio.
Okay, so Abilene Christian, you have a good career there, and then a grad transfer, rowing the boat up in Minnesota. How did that go? Like, how did the Minnesota opportunity materialize, and then how important was that year, in the Big Ten for you?
Yeah, for sure. I went to Abilene Christian out of high school. I didn't really have a bunch of offers. I had a couple of D2 offers, and they had offered me right before signing day, so I just jumped on it. I was the best offer I had, and I wanted to play football, so I just went up there, and I felt like I had a good career there. I loved my time there, but I kind of accomplished everything I wanted to there, and always a dream to playing at like a big time college football program, playing in like the Big Ten, the SEC, Big 12, something like that. So with COVID, I got an extra season and decided to just hop in the portal and see if I could go chase down that dream. It was honestly less to do with the NFL, just wanting to play on the big college football stage. And Minnesota came in and offered. It was a good opportunity, and I felt like the Big Ten really fit my style of play. And so I jumped on it right when they offered. I went ahead and committed and went up there and never looked back, and it was a great experience, the best decision I ever made, for sure.
So being from suburban San Antonio, I'm guessing you're a Spurs guy. If so, how much do you know about Victor Wembanyama, and how into this are you?
I mean, I'm ecstatic. In San Antonio, we don't have any other teams, so the Spurs is like all we have, and I grew up a huge Spurs fan, watching pretty much every game. Got to see 5 NBA championships. It was awesome. And that's, we've been down for a few years, but last time we had the number one pick, it was Tim Duncan, and that one worked out. So we're all excited about Victor for sure.
Okay, so now I got to think back to, let's see, heartbreak for me was the 05 finals. Let's see, you only would have been about 7 years old. Do you remember that game? Like, it's game 7, the Pistons won game 6 in San Antonio, and then game 7, the fourth quarter. Yeah, that's probably a stretch to ask you to remember that one.
I don't remember much of the game, but I remember watching it at my cousin's house with my family there.
He remembers watching the parade, Joe.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, what, man. Rasheed Wallace lets Robert Horry just shoot a wide open three. Oh, man, what a killer. So John, from our perspective on the sidelines, we had John McClain, and now we got Jack Gibbs. I am sorry, John.
I'm trying to teach him, Jack.
Oh, man, terrible. I botched it. It was going so well, too. So, Jack, we stand on the sidelines, obviously, for these open practices, and it looks to me like, you know, you guys being one's defense is, you know, are pretty much winning most days against the one's offense. I know it's not, you guys don't have like some scoreboard, I don't think you do, on we won this day, they won that. And I know it's about getting each other work, but what is your perspective on that? I mean, would you agree with that? Do you feel like you are handling the offense? Do you feel like you're helping them improve? What's your perspective on like the work that you guys are getting and who's winning each day?
I feel like we've had great competition throughout camp, just kind of going back and forth. We may put together a good period, and then they'll come back and get us the next period. So I think it's been great competition. We've got great players up and down the roster on both sides, so it's been really good to compete against each other, and I feel like we're just making each other better. But, yeah, I think it's been a really competitive camp so far.
The speed and the shiftiness and the power of two key guys on offense, I'm wondering what it's like to cover and track. Jay Spears and Chig Okonkwo.
Yeah, I think that's something that's really cool about our offense is that we have a lot of different types of guys, like the difference between Derek and Tajay, obviously, and then a tight end like Chig. And so getting to play against different body types, different styles of players every day in practice is, I think, super valuable because it allows us to get ready for the season based off we don't know what. Each team has different skill sets in their skill player room, so having all that diversity on our team helps us out a lot for sure. Be prepared for those once we get to the season because each of those guys is super different, and it's good to get the reps in right now covering different types of guys.
Are you expecting to play Saturday in Chicago, Jack?
I'm going to show up ready to play. I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't make any decisions, but any chance I get to play, I'm excited to do so.
So it hasn't been communicated yet, whatever the plan. I know, Terrell Williams becomes head coach tomorrow, so I suppose a lot of things will be communicated then. What was the reaction? I know, obviously, the defensive line guys were really excited. It sounds like a lot of players in this team were excited. What was your reaction when you heard about Terrell Williams, you know, being head coach for this game?
Oh, super excited. Big T's awesome. He puts in so much work. He has great relationships with everyone on the team, and he definitely deserves this opportunity. I'm super excited for him. So we're all pumped.
Who do you hang
out there and try to get the first win?
Who do you hang out with the most? Who's like your lunch partner, or if you're going to catch a movie with one of the guys, who's your pal?
Yeah, definitely hang out with a lot of the guys in the rookie class that came in with me, like Chance Campbell, Ryan Stonehouse, Kyle Phillips, those guys. I would say Ryan Stonehouse is probably the guy I've hung out with the most, especially this offseason. Both of us stayed in town in Tennessee, so we spent a lot of time together, so that was good.
Jack, obviously you guys are you're trying to get better every day. I mean, you're in a position battle. It's trying to be a very tight focus, but you also know your first opponent. Like, do you sneak any, even just on your own, glances at the Saints? Is there any sort of mindset of looking at that game, thinking about that game at this point, or is it too early for that yet?
I mean, it's hard to not at least think about it, but as far as looking into it, really diving into film and stuff, where I'm not really doing that yet, trying to focus one day at a time, work on getting better at practice today, and then getting ready for this Chicago game, and then take it one day at a time. It's kind of early to look too far ahead, but it's obviously hard to not think about what it's going to be like when we go down there to New Orleans.
We peek at the Bears much or hardly at all?
Yeah, I've been looking a little bit. I mean, it's hard to know what they're going to come out and do in the preseason. People don't want to show a lot. You don't know who's going to play and stuff like that. But just trying to look into their personnel a little bit, watch a little bit of their preseason games from last year, see what kind of plays we might get. Not really sure what's going to happen. It's definitely more primarily focused on us in the preseason, but definitely like to look a little bit just to kind of get a feel for who we're playing against.
Yeah, for people who don't know, Jack, there's such a massive difference, right? Like in a preseason week, you guys are trying to work, like you said, work on yourselves. You're trying to execute what you want to do with your defense. You've been through this before. You've been through preseason games, the regular season games. The regular season game is obviously game plan heavy, right? And it's matchups and it's drilling down extensively on the opponent. Give us an idea of the difference between a preseason game week and a regular season game week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, in the preseason, we're in camp right now, and we're grinding away every day. We're putting in new things, trying out stuff. We're going against our offense every day, to where it's really, like you said, all about focusing on our execution, just our guys getting better. And then, like, I think you kind of hit it on the head with, once you get into a game week, it's all matchup based and based off what the other team's trying to do. So definitely need a lot more film study, less on yourself. Like right now, we're doing a lot more self-scout, looking at what we do, what works, what doesn't work, what we need to do better. Once we get to a game week, it's all focused on what that other team's trying to do, how they do it, what we think they might do, how we're going to combat that. And so it's a lot more study on the opponent rather than self-scout like it is right now.
Our exposure to Aziz has been great. His energy and personality is a terrific addition. What's it like lining up next to him? And how much can you feed off of what he brings as the green dot guy?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a blast playing with Aziz. I've loved getting to know him and getting to play next to him a little bit. But obviously, him coming over from San Francisco, where they play really good defense for the past few years, really great linebacker play. He's been a great veteran leadership presence for us. He's I feel like he brings a really good calming, like older presence in our room to kind of get guys to settle down. But then also, if you've been at practice, you've seen him out there on the field. He can definitely bring the juice too, bring some energy. So being able to find that balance and try to feed off his energy that way and kind of follow his leadership has been really cool.
Titans second-year linebacker Jack Gibbons, we've asked a ton of questions. Do you want to ask him how many five-year-olds would it take to tackle Derrick Henry, Paul?
Yeah, I don't think I asked you that when I was working on that story. What is your number for five-year-olds it would take to take down Derrick Henry?
Gosh, I don't know. Too many.
Oh, what a way to cap it. Have you tackled Derrick Henry to the ground, by the way, Jack?
No, not at – they don't let us do that.
Not even accidentally.
No, I try to protect each other at practice, not take guys to the ground. But, we haven't had that opportunity yet.
All right, Jack. Hey, thanks for being a good sport. Great talking to you. Good luck rest of the way, and we'll see you Saturday in Chicago.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right, Jack Gibbons, Titans linebacker.
Or John Gibbons, as Rex Rudd likes to call him.
Yeah, well, impressive. You also needed 30 seconds to come up with Tajay Spears' name. So, you know, we all have our things. We'll react to John and Jack coming up next. Robbie and Rex are 102.5, 106.3 The Game.